My tool to you, okay?
What are you talking to me for?
Who else has access to my toolbox?
You never lock them.
I shouldn't have to lock
them. Hey, break it up, Get back, What is this? You two clowns, keep this up, and you'll both be fired by the end of the day.
How do you resolve a conflict or a disagreement between two of your team members? I'm Greg Schenkel, President of Unique Training and Development and Frontline Leadership Systems, and today let's look at the messy topic of how to manage conflict, especially when you've got a couple of team members really arguing and yelling on the shop floor. First of all, let's acknowledge that people have shorter fuses today because of the underlying worry, anxiety, and stress that comes along with the whole COVID situation. So if you're a little surprised that people are losing it too easily, it's probably because of that underlying anxiety. When two employees are yelling and screaming at each other, they're not able to rationalize or deal with the situation logically. And that's why your first step is going to be to take control and then to see how you can resolve it. So I've got a few helpful tips for how to deal with arguments and disagreements and conflict on the shop floor. Tip number one, take control of the situation. When you've got a couple of employees who are getting really angry and upset and emotional on the shop floor, you can't really talk them through it at that time. So your first job is to take control of the situation and remove them, allow them to calm down. Now that's usually going to require separating them, putting them in two different offices so they can cool off. You might even have to send them home, but don't do it at the same time. Make sure you get them off at different times so they don't end up fighting each other outside the workplace. Once you've taken control and removed the situation from the workplace and they're calm, you're going to have to meet with them and ask them some questions. When you ask questions, you're asking mostly open-ended questions like, how did this get started and what caused this to flare up today and what's going on? Because you want to find out from each of them where their stories are different and where they're the same. Then you're going to get them back together, if that's the appropriate technique for you to use. You'll get them back together and talk about the areas that they actually agree on in the conflict and the areas that they disagree on. But mostly what you're trying to do is to seek solutions and commitments. By seeking solutions, you could propose some solutions to them or ask them what solutions will help solve the problem, but you really want them to commit to not having those kind of outbursts again on the shop floor. When you get better at managing conflict between two team members on the shop floor, you might decide that you want to work on some of your other leadership attributes. And you can do that, of course, by connecting with us on our website at uniquedevelopment.com, where we offer our on-site workshops, or more and more through our virtual training studio, we bring value right to your desktop. There's, of course, lots of books and publications and videos for you to check out. Again, it all starts with a visit to our website at uniquedevelopment.com. If you're not already connected with us on social media, remember that these leader feeders are available as a podcast through all the popular podcasting apps, or you can connect with us on LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, and now Instagram as well. No matter what you do on your leadership journey, we want to be there to strengthen you, to make you more effective in the eyes of your team and in the eyes of your company.